Eve Radio Live, powered by TCS Wi-Fi.
Time for Tech Thursday, almost 2 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon on eRadio Live. Let's look at some of your tech news. Vodacom has published its Black Friday 2020 specials, which include discounts on 200 gigs and 400 gig data packages. The company has reduced the price of its 200 gig SIM-only home internet package, which includes 100 gig of anytime data and 100 gig of nighttime data, to R499 per month. For people looking for a fixed LTE deal, Vodacom is offering the Huawei B535 router and 400 gigs of data, 200 gig anytime data and 200 gig nighttime data for $599 per month. There are also Black Friday promotions on a range of smartphones and tablets from Vodacom. Then the Competition Commission will proactively investigate the dominance of Takealot and other major players in South Africa's digital market. Takealot was singled out as a dominant force in the South African digital market, and they actually say it's pretty similar to the e-commerce company Amazon in the United States and Alibaba in China. MTN and Cell C's network sharing agreement is under scrutiny, with the industry's players drawing parallels between their deal and MTN and Telkom's network sharing plan, which was blocked. On the 18th of November last year, Cell C announced that it had concluded an expanded roaming agreement with MTN, which gives it nationwide 3G and 4G roaming. Through this agreement, Cell C will get full access to MTN's 12,500 sites across South Africa, of over 90% of them are LTE enabled. And this expanded roaming agreement enables Cell C to shut down its radio network and move all of its traffic onto MTN's network. Cell C said it is deliberately changing its business model and exiting the capital-intensive buy-and-build infrastructure model. Instead, it's moving towards a model that will see it become the largest purchaser of capacity from infrastructure service provider. Cell C highlighted it would remain a mobile network operator which is in full control of its spectrum. Interesting. Payfast has released its new e-commerce performance index, PEP index, which revealed that beer, wine and liquor was the fastest growing e-commerce category in South Africa. The PEP index researchers used payment and buy data collected through the Payfast engine between the 1st of September last year and the 31st of August this year. Some more Vodacom news. Vodacom has teamed up with Amazon to offer customers 6 months of Amazon Prime Video. All existing and upgrading contract Vodacom customers can enjoy this deal. The launch offer is also available to prepaid and top-up customers who have spent a minimum of R150 with the operator in the last 30 days. Vodacom customers will be able to enjoy movies, TV shows, and popular Amazon originals like Upload, Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, The Boys, The Grand Tour, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Carnival Row, and also Good Omens. Customers can watch Prime Video on up to 3 devices. That's nice. Both at home and on the go, with the Prime Video app on any compatible TV, smartphone, tablet, and more. And then lastly, well, almost lastly, MTN has launched a new selection of mega plans, which comprise high volume data and voice allocations. The new lineup of deals consists of 5 mega talk and 5 mega gig plans, which the company said will offer customers significant savings. The plans come with an allocation of social data, WhatsApp, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and streaming data, Showmax and DStv Now, while qualifying plans include an allocation of international calling as well. And then lastly, we are going to end off with some news from the SABC. They provided details regarding its planned over-the-top OTT media streaming platform in a new Request for Information RFI document published recently. The state broadcaster has been planning to launch a video and audio streaming service to compete against players like Netflix and also Spotify for a while. SABC spokesperson Moni Siapolelu recently told My Broadband their planned video and audio streaming services are in line with the industry trends and consumer needs as well. And as we know, the SABC also have another plan to kind of force South Africans to buy a TV license, even if they don't own a TV, but they're watching Netflix or Showmax on their phones or tablets or computers. And then also new news that came in now is that the SA government wants to force Netflix, Showmax and other internet streaming services into a 30% local content quota. That's the latest breaking news story. The government also wants sports in the national interest to be free to watch and DStv to pay the SABC to carry its free-to-air content. Well, it looks like we're all caught up now, 5 minutes past two. That's it for Tech Thursday for today, right here on eRadio.